Hey, what it is, y'all? It's me, Lord Prince Mozzie. It's been a bit of a rough patch. I took a little time, regalvanized the troops, refueled the tank. We're back though. We're gonna finish season 2 strong and go right into season 3. All grace, all praise due to the Father. I'm excited you're here. We were running on E. I don't know how else to put it. I'm thankful. The breath of life. Another gift. Another day. Welcome back. Hey, what it is, man. Welcome back to the Prince Mozzie Podcast on Anchor. I had just recorded this episode, and it messed up, and it didn't record, which is not cool in my eyes, and I'm not going to get too over-dramatic about it, but we're just going to do it again. But I just have to say, first and foremost, thank you to all my sponsors. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting me and holding me down on Facebook, Nick Smith Podcast, Raquel McKinnis, she's doing great things. Also, Product of God Clothing and the New Kings. All you guys are amazing. All you guys are awesome, and I definitely appreciate the support. But today's episode is Born to Overcome. We're just talking about what it means to overcome in Christ, and with him alone, you're already overcomer. You're already taking that next step to the next level, and that president of just, because he already overcame the world when he rose on the third day. So, you know, with him inside of you, his spirit gives you that merit and that authority to overcome any situation. And, you know, we just have to stand in faith. And we just have to speak to those mountains, because he already said, you know, they'll do greater works than I. So, you know, you just have to have that spirit of the overcomer. And in order to do that, you have to know the one who overcame already. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, if you want to get into a good school, or you want to get into a good business or get a job, you kind of want to know somebody that works there already. You know, you want to have that that schooling room to, you know, make that move. So to be an overcomer, you have to know the one who already overcame the world. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's such a great father, and he's such a great inspiration for our lives. And you know, he's the greatest superhero to ever live, and we just honor him and we love him. And you know, with him all things are possible. But I definitely can't remember everything I said on the last episode. It was definitely a lot longer. But I'm just so excited for you guys to be tuned back in. Welcome back. We're going to finish out season 2, and then we're going to get into season 3. And, you know, I'm going to have some guests come on season 3. I let go of all the rapper interviews and things like that. My platform is strictly about Christ now. I decided that, you know, my support system was big enough that we could carry this without anything outside of the faith. No disrespect to anybody. All you guys are great, and I enjoy having you. It was a great thing. But you do have to understand when the season changes and when it's time to stand on your own too. And I definitely feel like that time has come for me and my platform to stand on my own too, and to take the gospel around the world and to the corners of the earth that it hasn't been. So yeah, I'm just excited and I'm asking for prayers. Thank you, Father. Congratulations about me getting engaged. I'm so excited about it, and my fiance, she's excited as well, and she says thank you as well. So yeah, just if you want to be an overcomer, you need the spirit of the one who already over. If I could just wrap up the whole episode, that's the line. If you want to be an overcomer, you have to have the spirit of the one who already overcame the world. And I'm not going to explain everything, but that should be enough. And you can go research and find it for yourself. But we're going to pray and we're going to get out of here. And then, you know, I don't want it to be too... The other one was longer, but I'm not going to try to remember everything. So I guess this is what God wanted. So, but the next couple episodes, we'll try to get into more content. Step into the ark. The sermon message, I'm going to try to get that done. Just try to stay consistent, because I've been trying to get one piece of my life in order first, and it's kind of being delayed, so now I'm just like, okay, I'll go back to this. But we're going to pray and we're going to get out of here, and I appreciate you guys for being here. So I always ask everybody, if you could just bow your head and close your eyes, and we'll honor the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we love you, we magnify you, Lord, and we thank you for your spirit that gives us the power to overcome, Lord Jesus. And we just ask that you continue to dwell within us, Lord, and dwell amongst us, Lord, and watch out for us, Lord, and keep your hand and your covering over us, Lord, especially during this COVID-19, Lord. But we do not fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of sound mind. So we're going to keep our mind stayed on you, and we're going to keep pressing toward the mark that you have set for us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys, be sure to check out the platform of all the podcasts, all the platforms. Be sure to go check out the Water Walkers sermon, and check out my YouTube, Prince Mosey, and Prince Mosey Experience, and all those things. And also, Marcus Rogers, he's really cool. Raquel McGinnis and Prodigal God and New Kings and the Nick Smith podcast and all of those things. So you guys, make sure you go check it out and stay in tune with what God is doing right now. And Kid Adventure. I think they're on my Facebook. They're really cool as well. I've been supporting them. And also Chris Matthews, he's really cool as well. So you guys, be sure to just stay tuned in with these things, and you know, support these things. We love you, and we're giving honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. So you guys have a blessed day, and be sure to check out every episode of the Prince Mosey podcast. It is going to bless you, and you have a blessed day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.